A word for you from Exodus chapter 10, verse 19, and then from Revelations we'll read too. And the Lord turned the wind into a very strong west wind, which lifted the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea. Not a single locust was left in all the country of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the people of Israel go. And then in Revelations chapter 9, verse 20, the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshipping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. So here we find two similar circumstances, thousands of years apart. In fact, we haven't yet come to the situation in Revelations. But what we do see, and what is common even now, is the hardness of heart. It says in Exodus that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. In other places, with other plagues, it says Pharaoh hardened his own heart, as if though he hardens his heart and the Lord hardens it even more. And so we find a situation in Revelations where they had endured terrible plagues, terrible suffering. One third of mankind was killed by fire and smoke and sulfur. And yet, when that plague was removed, the rest of mankind who had survived and who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands. In other words, hardness of heart. Oh, it's something, dear friends, that we need to flee from. Bazalwane, sidingu ukuthi sibalekela lesi sono ngoba sinzima kakhulu. To make your heart hard when God speaks could be that you are forbidding your own future opportunities. When God speaks, you will not hear because your heart has been hardened by God. You know, if the devil had to harden your heart, it would be something that you can escape from, which God can give you grace to be delivered from. But if God hardens your heart, who can escape such a curse, such a terrible thing? So you be careful. If God speaks, do not harden your heart, lest he harden it even more for you.